From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Palestinians mark Nakba, or Catastrophe Tuesday, the day 70 years ago the State of Israel was founded, and hundreds of thousands of Palestinians fled or were expelled from the territory. At least two more Palestinians were killed Tuesday along the Israel-Gaza frontier, a day after nearly 60 died and hundreds more were wounded. Palestinians also clashed with Israeli border police near Jerusalem's Damascus Gate. Israel has come under withering international criticism for its use of lethal force Monday. Nikolai Mladenov, the UN Mideast envoy, said such force must only be used as a last resort.
It must protect its borders, but it must do so proportionally and investigate every incident that has led to a loss of human life.
He also called on Hamas to avoid using protests to plant bombs and create provocation. U.S. State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert lamented the loss of life, but directed criticism at Hamas and its treatment of the Gaza population.
We have had many Gazans who have suffered from the loss of medical care, not being able to have access to enough medical care, not having access to consistent electricity, food, jobs, and many other things as well. The misery that is faced by people in Gaza is because of a result of Hamas.
The UN Security Council met to discuss the violence. Palestinian UN envoy Riyad Mansour condemned what he called the odious massacre committed by Israel, demanded a transparent, independent international inquiry. A Senegalese student was killed Tuesday in clashes with police at a university in the northern city of Saint-Louis during protests over grant payments. News of the death prompted protests across the West African country, including the capital Dakar and the southern Casamance region. Protesters blocked roads and burned tires. This is VOA News.